Hail comes through in a strip probably kilometre half, 2 kilometres wide, and probably went for about 5 kilometres. The hailstones were approximately bloody 50 cent coin size. Yeah, it just comes through and just took the crops to bugger all now. It was one of the best crops we've had.
Did it last long, the hailstorm?
About 6 minutes, and yeah, just on a path of destruction through.
So, it, as you said, went through a bit of a strip, so your place and a few others around here?
Yeah, sort of northwest of Cleve, down southeast for about the 5 kilometre mark. I'm only estimating that because I haven't really gone right out to other people's farms.
Just tell us where we are at the moment.
Oh, we're coming down sort of the middle of my home block here. This probably wasn't hit as hard as down further on my block.
And had insurance as well?
Yes, we've got insurance, but we don't plant it for insurance. I feel a bit sorry for the people who got floods, not hail. They'll get nothing out of all that, unless there is policies out there. I don't know. I know there is some for wind. I'm not sure they're out there for flood yet.
As you said, you don't put a crop in for insurance, and a lot of areas around here are looking at potentially record crops. How disappointing is it to not be able to reap that this year?
Very disappointing. I reckon it was some of the biggest crops I've had in my lifetime of farming, and yeah, I'm just not going to get the privilege of reaping them. It's just, yeah, I suppose nothing much you can do about it. It's Mother Nature, but it is very, very disappointing.
What have you got in this year?
Wheat, barley, canola, lupins and peas. If you see here, it's not as bad. We come down the bottom end of this paddock and it's 100%. I think it's very close on that anyway. It's mace wheat, and I thought a lot of this through here would do for a ton, and I've got some scepter wheat, the new variety, which is exceptionally good, and I thought that would have been getting close to the 6 ton mark, which would be the biggest crop I've ever grown, and it was on pea stubble and fed a lot of urea and got all the goodies, and yeah, it's disheartening to see that it's going to get smashed to pieces, and I might be able to salvage some seed off it, I'm not sure.
So you still reap it? Is that what you do? Or what do you do with a paddock like this?
Some of these paddocks, I think, once I get the assessor done, if they write them off, I'll probably go with an offset and turn it in, because it'll do more good there than trying to salvage something, which is, you know, it's not worth running a header over for next door to no money in it. Yeah, it would cost you to reap it just to get rid of the straw. Canola, yes, I'm going to have to reap that. With the volume of stick there, you can't handle it. You just put the header over it and turn it, well then, yes, put it through there, smash it up, set up for next year's cropping.
Just drove through a big puddle there. Is there quite a few of them around, or have they sort of dried up a bit?
There's a few puddles around on some of these peas. I'm not even game to drive in one paddock. I went through it Saturday, or Sunday morning, and I was in four-wheel drive, lucky to even get out of it. I started bolting for high hills, higher ground, rather than down some lower lying stuff.
We've just turned into another paddock now. What are we driving over? It doesn't look like much left at the moment.
It's peas, and I reckon this is the biggest crop I've ever grown of these. And yeah, I think they might be 100%, but you just got to wait for the assessor to come in and assess it. They got really, really smashed. All the pods are split. And now it'll be a big disease factor, because they'll say the vine has been cut. I don't think there's going to be much salvageable here.
So we just had a look at the peas there, and it's still quite windy out there, and they're black already.
Yeah, they're just opening up all the pods that have actually got hail marks on them. They're all starting to go black inside and starting to rot. Yeah, I don't think there's anything salvageable in them, but until we get assessed. Yeah, just disheartening, because it was the biggest crop of peas I've ever grown. And I had a lot of comments, a lot of people said, you know, they haven't seen many peas much better around the district than these. So, yeah, it's just one of those things.
What do you do with a pea crop if once it's assessed?
I'll probably get out with an offset if they write them off, and probably turn all this stuff in into the soil for next year's crop, start setting it up. That means I'll get out here with a plough and just turn it over and bury all the vine and stuff under the soil and let it rot down, which will nitrogen and all the goodies in the soil, and hopefully grow a decent crop next year.
So is there a bit of a benefit there that you might get those nutrients from this crop?
Yeah, well, you really plant them to build up nitrogen and clean up the soil. Well, it's about the only thing you can really do with it. I can't see any other way of handling the residue of a written off crop apart from turning it in. Now while it's still green, it will rot, and plenty of moisture in the soil.
Did you lose power for long?
Yeah, we had lost that for about 24 hours and phone service for longer. I don't know what's going on with that. I think we might as well go back to smoke signals, I reckon, out here. The batteries seem to last, and when the power goes out, about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then we've got no landline communication, no internet, no mobile. We're going back to antique days, I think. It won't be long, we might as well just smoke signals or, put an old line in.
This is about a crop, there's a river.
Yeah.
Two of the pearl, I see it smashed. Every head's got a bit of a dent in it, so that's why I think they might even write this one off, I'm not sure.
Oh, it's cut it and bent it over, and also heads of hails hit the heads and knocked probably half or better the heads out. Then it's sort of unharvestable. What it's going to do to the rest of the head of grain, it could shrivel up. Well, yeah, fair chance I think it's over, but it's just one of those things in life you got to put up with, and yeah, we're farmers.
I'm Martin Deer, and I farm between Cowell and Kimber.
Well, Martin, we're just sitting here at one of your paddocks, and what was out there?
It was a crop of mace wheat that was planted probably about the second or third week of May, and it was looking good until last Wednesday.
What does it look like now for people listening?
It looks like someone's run over it with a slasher and knocked everything down. It's only probably the highest plant, wouldn't be much more than 100 millimetres high out there, and everything's just flat in the ground.
Was that from the hailstorm that come through?
Yeah, just after lunch on Wednesday. About 1:30, we had a hailstorm lasted about 5 minutes, I suppose, and just flattened everything in this strip. Well, it extended north of us a bit, but on our farm we sort of got the front corner of it, maybe the worst of it, probably 80 hectares, I suppose. But yeah, great. We got hail damage all over the farm, but nothing as severe as this here.
What were you expecting to get from this crop?
It was a pretty good crop. It was probably 2.5 tonne hectare, I'd say, out there. For this area, that's fairly good.
You were saying you're insured, but there's just that disappointment of not being able to drop it off.
Yeah, it's good to have insurance, but you don't sort of sow a crop to get it flattened and get the money that way. It's always the satisfaction of being able to grow a nice crop and then to be able to reap it. And the worst part about it was the storm sort of hit over the house in that area, and when you get up in the morning, it's always nice to see something good around the place, and when you see where it's all been flattened, it sort of leaves you a bit flat.
Where were you when the storm did hit?
Yeah, we just, daughter was home on uni holidays, and we'd just been up and checked a mob of sheep and could see the storm coming. So we just pulled back into the shed. Had the dogs on the back of the ute, luckily we did. Yeah, we stood there for a while as it started to fall, the hail, and we had to put earplugs in because the noise was deafening on the roof. And we're standing against the back wall of the shed, and the hail was hitting us there, the wind and the hail and rain. And after it stopped, there was hail on the benches on the back wall of the shed still.
It didn't last long?
No, probably about 5 minutes, I reckon, all up. So, yeah, it doesn't take long to wreck things.
Did it do much damage to sheds or around your house?
Not too bad. We had one grain silo blow over, and a bit of arsenite on the veranda. Yeah, had some holes in that sort of thing. But otherwise, initially there was a lot of stuff lying around, branches off trees and leaves and things. But, yeah, not as bad as, could have been.
And with the wheat crop that's completely has been squashed, what do you do with that now? Just leave it as it is?
Yeah, I think we'll just leave it as it is, and it'll be pasture next year, those paddocks. So hopefully the grain was probably only half filled, so hopefully there's not too much there for the sheep that will poison them, or hopefully there's not enough for breed mice up over the summer.
Is that an issue that you have to keep an eye on the mice?
It probably will be. This year we've been lucky that we haven't seen any mice at all, but if they've got a lot of food source around, they'll breed up quick.